I know I'm a little off. I know I'm a little nuts. But, you know, I try to do what I gotta do, and I function well in society. I try to, you know, go to work, and I could hold the job. I could throw a party here or there. I try and make time with my friends, my family, you know. So what, I get smashed on the weekends, I can't even drive myself home. But at least I have enough sense to pull over and sleep in the car. You know, I function. I function well in society. And when it comes down to it, I know I'm nuts. But, you know, we do our best here. We do our best. Mafia. Mafia. We do our best as a mafia. We pay our dues to society. That's what we do. We contribute. And sometimes we make people disappear. And we have good times with it. We let it roll. Mafia!
But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing.
Hear your voice. So, leave a message here. Say what you need to. Say what you want to. And if you make it even a little bit interesting, make it play on the next show. So, leave a message at Speak. Bye. Love you guys.
Please send your fax.
Jesus, it's that fax guy. Please send your fax now.
Is that Alden?
Yeah, that's Alden pretending like he's the fax machine. All right, so hi, Sandy. No pressure or anything that we have to be interesting.
No,
please be interesting, or else your phone call will just end up in the trash.
File 13.
Well, anyway, hi, Sandy. This is Daniel.
This is Anne.
And Alden.
And well, we were just calling to say that we like your show, but Anne had a very special message for Heidi.
Oh, yeah. Well, hi, Sandy. I love your show. As a matter of fact, I've sent you a couple of emails. Heidi, I can be as dumb as you need me to be, and the Russian woman is, oh, excellent, love it.
Are you just going to, like, run down the entire cast of characters?
Well, I also had a message for the fellow who was talking about the black holes and everything the other day.
Yeah, the fellow that was talking about the black holes.
I can't recall his name, I'm sorry, I'm a lesbian.
You know what, if you scribbled down notes?
I would.
Why is there a male in the lesbian mafia?
Well, why is there a lesbian on our show? Because it's embracing.
Anyway, it sounded like that he lives right outside of San Fran, and he would probably know my step niece and her husband. They have the website Instructables, and it sounds like they would get along really well. They also had Squib Labs over in Oakland.
Oh, yes.
So,
talking about.
Anyway, well, the Brainiacs, yeah, okay. And they went to MIT, and they're really interesting. So anyway, your friend that you had on your last show are maybe interested.
Right, but Heidi wouldn't want to date them because
they're men.
Brainiacs that went to MIT.
Well,
Heidi's bi.
Well, but she said she was leaning
more
towards...
I'm so confused right now.
I'm just saying.
She was leaning more towards dumb women.
My point was...
And I'll dye my hair.
I, on the other hand, would like to date them because they're Brainiacs. I like Brainiacs.
Anyway, Eric Wilhelm and Christy Kennedy.
He's a maniac for the Brainiac.
And they're really neat people. So... Anyway, Sandy, I love your show, and just ignore Daniel.
Yeah, ignore me.
And he failed to tell you that we're from Dubious Intent.
That's because I don't want to tell them that we're from Dubious Intent.
Okay, well,
or, you know what? No, I mean, but the point is that pisses me off when, like, podcasters call other podcasters for the sole reason of, like, pimping their own show. We call her show because we like her show. Therefore, if she wants to then say, oh, those were those people from this other show that you should check out, then she can say that, but she doesn't have to. See? It's the southerner in me. I'm being polite. So
okay,
I'm trying
well,
to keep
Nick's
her from
nay that.
To,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is all very new to me.
Right. We're from Archer Radio.
Archer Radio.
We're from Archer Radio. And
we're from Auntie Vera.
Good night and God bless.
From Auntie Vera Charles. Good night.
And have a good day.
Hello. You are listening to show number 40 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is, ow, I just bit my tongue. Okay. Right. Okay, so this show is an experiment because I have absolutely nothing to talk about. And, you know, it's been a couple of weeks, so it's time for a show. So going to at least give it a go, even though I'm not really feeling very chatty. But I said I'll turn on the mic, and if something comes out, it comes out, right? And if it doesn't, then, you know, go fuck your mother. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to start with that again. Anyway, you know, I know you're really not supposed to laugh at your own jokes, but really, I don't know. I think sometimes I just do this to amuse myself. What's going on? I don't know. Let's see. I just watched Zeitgeist's Addendum. I thought that was very interesting. I just had half a bag of sunflower seeds, and I was eating them compulsively. It was really strange how it was happening. It was like my fingers were going in the bag, like, back and forth, like I was a robot. Just like, you know, one after the other, after the, you know, they're seedless. It was like I was a machine. I'm laughing. I don't know. Sometimes this happens. I think it's my nerves that I don't have a show, and I should be consistent. And I have a lot of guilt because I feel like that I should be motivated more. You know, everybody else does a podcast every week, and they have things. They have something to say every single week. They have something to say. They have a new show every week. They have something to say. I don't. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking. Do you ever just feel like that, where you just don't feel like talking? Like, sometimes I just feel like I want to be like a monk and like just not talk for like an entire. I could go like an entire day and not want to talk. Does anybody do that? Like, I could not want to say like even a word the entire day, unless it's phone sex. No, I'm kidding. But yeah. So I mean, you know, God forgive me. I shouldn't say that because, you know what I mean? I don't know what else is going on. I don't know. Just everything just really, you know, like I said, I stopped watching the news, so I'm not really up to date. The only way that I get information is online. So I don't really, you know, watch the news the way everybody else does and, you know, feeds their brain with all this negativity. So, you know, I really can't, because, like, you know, life is really difficult as it is. I really don't need negativity to be shoved down my throat every single day. And I refuse to let any, you know, anybody else dump their negativity on me. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear negative shit. So, you know, I make my own media. I listen to shows that I like on the internet. And I have Netflix. And I canceled my Showtime on Showtime and my Showtime on Demand. It's all bullshit. It's all garbage. The television is garbage, okay? Shoot your televisions. I wish that Kmart still sold guns so that I could go buy a gun and shoot my television and then photograph it and bring it to an art gallery, because that is art. That is art. Shooting your television and then photographing it. Shoot it right in the middle. So whatever news anchor is in the middle of your television, shoot it in the face. Shoot it. In the face. Shoot it in the face. Shoot it. Shoot the devils in the face. Shoot them. I really don't know how this experiment is going. I don't know. I don't really think I have a show. Maybe I'll call somebody up and try to make a show. I don't know. What do you want? The holidays are coming. So that's always nice when you're single. And I don't know what it is about being around. Like, when I'm around my nieces and nephews, like with the really young ones, you know, they make you feel like you're the most beautiful person in the world. But then when they turn like 9, let's just say like my niece, they start to, a 9-year-old will always put you in check and make you realize that you're a fart. You might think that, hey, you know, I'm hip, you know. You might think that, but a 9-year-old will always let you know. I am not as cool as the Jonas Brothers. I am certainly not as cool as, you know, Zoe. And she doesn't think I'm funny at all. My niece does not. She laughs at everything I say, and then she does what my mother does. Like, my mother will say, like, I'll make a joke, and then my mother puts, like, this slanted, crooked slant with her mouth. It's not a laugh. It's just a slant. And then she'll say, you're so stupid, Sandy. And that's all she gives me. So I feel like my niece is kind of giving me that same reaction. Like, I'll say something that I think is funny. I don't know. And then I'll be laughing because I laugh at my own jokes. So I'll say something that I think is very funny. She will laugh, though, and then she'll, like, get angry and then look at me like, wait a minute, you're not funny. And so, you know, she wants to steal my thunder there too. you know? She's already trying to bury me. What is this? Thank God I didn't have children. Because it's just the way of nature. They want to bury you before your time. This is what 9-year-old people want to do to you, is they want to bury you. I feel very uncomfortable right now. Maybe I should post this. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. I don't feel like I have a show. I don't feel like this is a show. I don't know if those sunflower seeds, if I'm going to digest them. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to digest. How do you digest half a bag of sunflower seeds? How? Who can do this? Who? It's too much pressure for anyone. Who could do that? I don't know. We'll see how I feel a half hour from now. So, what else is happening? Anything? Still very sad over my cat. I have crying spells over him. It's horrible. I'm so guilty. I think about every time that I was not nice to him. And oh, I don't know. I think I'm in a funk. I'm like looking around the house, you know, looking for some inspiration. But I don't have any. I don't have inspiration right now. Shouldn't I be more inspired to do this? Shouldn't I be more inspired? Sometimes I'm very inspired. Now I don't feel inspired at all. I don't know. I have to go to my P.O. box. I know. I know what I'll do is I will talk about a book. One of the books that I received in the mail from a darling friend, Jill Abrams. The Myth, the Muse, the Meshuggah. And I believe you can purchase it through Amazon.com. This is a very, very interesting read, I must say. I'm only because I just finished reading one of Mary Daly's books because I'm obsessed with her. But so this will be a much different read than Mary Daly. But I know that this is about Jill's experiences with some very interesting celebrities through, well, let's see, because you know how much I love celebrities. But anyway, listen. Okay, so the table of contents. Page 8, Barbara Streisand. 26, Drew Barrymore. On 34 is Bette Midler. Madonna. Ooh, I can't wait to read about that. Let's see. Page 60, let's go to Madonna. Because once I hear Madonna, that's it. I'm riveted. Okay, so this is from page 61 of The Myth, the Muse, the Meshuggah by Jill Abrams. She was kind enough to send me a copy. Okay. Somewhere in or around 96, I met an old Manhattan friend and his new Hollywood wife for dinner, a popular gay haunt in WeHo called Benvenuto. Seated in the outdoor section, we are unanimously bugged out and excited by Madonna's presence at the neighboring table. Not the biblical one, although that would have been a kick too. Unmistakably, there she was, this mammoth life force, modestly attired in running sneakers, sweatpants, flannel shirt tied at the waist and bandana concealing her hair. Styling like a mortal homegirl, Madonna ever so quietly held court. Okay, I guess I'll go on a little further. Let me get my glasses. Aspect. Ooh, that's much better. Okay, immediately my table fell silent, eardrums straining to catch a syllable uttered by the enigmatic megastar. So how's married life? I posed. Rudely shushed in unison. What are you, nuts? My friend whispered with severe head jerks and darting eyeballs, signaling to her table, continuing convincingly. There's nothing to say that could be more interesting than Madonna. Let's listen. He had a valid point, so we blatantly invaded her privacy and eavesdropped. Not only were they discussing personal matters that were none of our business, but every time someone at her table spoke, without exception, their conversation either addressed Madonna or praised Madonna. It was as if this was the only way to secure her attention or delay her boredom. I suppose they were her good friends discussing their recent amusement park trip, but I couldn't help but wonder if Madonna was secretly gagging from these gushing lap lickers, or if she, like any celebrity for that matter, required nothing short of such creepy, unfaltering attention. Okay, I think I myself am encouraged to get started on reading this book. I also ran into Madonna at one of the gay clubs. And like the minute Madonna shows up somewhere, like everybody leaves because they don't want to be annoyed by her presence or, you know, paparazzi. But the more hip, trendy places are just like, oh, God, let's get out of here. Like, you know, they feel like they're cooler than Madonna, right? Who's cooler than Madonna? No one! No one! And yeah. Hello, Rachel from London.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little groggy today, a little slow. I'm slow. My mind is a little slow. So how are you?
I'm good. Tired.
Really? Yeah, yeah. It's a little late there now, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in London, right?
I'm just outside of London at the minute because I'm living at university.
Oh, what university?
Buckinghamshire.
Really? Is that like fancy and are you really smart?
No, it's not at all. No. But my girlfriend lives in London, so I'm always down there anyway.
Oh, okay. What's the difference between South London and regular London? Is that where Madonna is?
Is that where who?
Madonna.
No.
We're in a hunt for Madonna. Where's Madonna?
I'm normally only in North London, so I don't really spend much time in South London.
Okay. Is one, you know, like technically more like, you know...
The gay scene's much bigger in North London, from what I've seen, anyway.
Oh, okay. So you went on a job interview today, right?
I did. Yeah, I got the job.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What were you going for?
It was just working behind a bar.
Okay. In a gay place or straight?
No, there's no gay bars around here, unfortunately.
So you'll be dealing with drunken straight men?
Yep, unfortunately.
Are you prepared for that? That's not an easy job.
I had a job back home in a bar, and it was horrible with all the straight men.
What's like a popular drink over there?
Foster's normally.
Oh, what is that?
Do you not have it over there?
I'm not sure.
It's the popular beer over here.
And where do they drink Guinness? Isn't Guinness like popular somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Quite popular here as well, yeah.
Uh-huh. So what's going on out there? Is there any, like, exciting lesbian or gay news that's happening out there?
Well, I was thinking about it earlier, but there's nothing going on at the minute.
Nothing at all?
I was reading a magazine earlier, though, about a 17-year-old boy jumped off a roof in London, committed suicide, and they found out he was gay.
Oh.
And now they're making it a big issue, which has nothing to do with him being gay in the first place.
The reason why he killed himself?
What? Yeah, it was nothing to do with that, so it kind of angers me that they're bringing it up and making it a big issue.
Why did he kill himself?
Something to do with his parents, I think.
And you don't think that there was any connection there or nothing at all?
No, it said there was no connection, so...
Was he out?
Yeah, he was out. He was confident, I think.
Hmm.
Hmm, so I don't know what happened.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Are you guys paying attention to any of the stupidity that's going on here?
Over there?
Yeah.
I saw that Ellen got married recently, though.
Oh, yeah. Was that exciting?
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, yeah. We're big fans.
Yeah.
But you can get married in London. It's legal there.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married. Too young to get married.
I think everyone is too young to get married, if you ask me. But
yeah. They're saying that the gay scene here is really bad compared to 20 years ago, the diseases and things are going up by about 40%.
Oh, that's dreadful. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Apparently no one wants to talk about it, though, so...
What, like HIV and stuff? Or
Yeah, stuff like that.
I wonder what that could be attributed to. Like, what's going on now that's any different than, you know, when the...
I think it's just built up and people don't want to talk about it, to be honest.
Because I think here HIV is affecting the straight community like in a really bad way here.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of different marginalized groups and stuff like that. It's almost like it picks groups. Like HIV picks groups to pick on for a couple of years. You know, it's so odd. And then I guess they educate themselves, and then it moves on somewhere else. But it just never goes away. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But. What's really amazing is that you can live healthily, I mean, sort of, with HIV, you know, like it doesn't...
Yeah, yeah, well, it's much better compared to what it was years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, people aren't, you know, dropping off like flies anymore, thank God, you know.
Yeah.
Heart disease and cancer is what's killing everybody here.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine told me that on the cigarette packs in Australia, that that they have pictures of people that are like, their faces are rotting away with cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. you know, I think there's a very big anti-smoking campaign out there.
Oh, our packet, well, I'm smoking right now. one of our packets say, smoking kills, don't start, which doesn't really make sense since you've already bought the packet anyway.
Right, that sounds, boy, I'm really scared.
Yeah, it's not threatening at all.
So do you watch the BBC and stuff like that?
You know what, I don't actually watch TV.
Good for you. Shoot your television. Shoot it. Shoot the TV.
I haven't got one.
Really?
Yep, well, I have a home, but not with me now. I don't watch it.
Is it on purpose?
I just don't find it interesting. I watch, like, mainly, like, I watch L Word and things, but on DVD.
Okay.
That's about it, really.
I think we should create our own art and shoot our televisions from all different angles and photograph it, and we could have, like, you know, an art show. Where everybody just shoots their television and they're just pictures of the television shot, exploded, smashed in with an axe, stuff like that, things of this nature. As a matter of fact, I think we should start this and but where would we get the guns? We gotta go get the guns from the drug dealers.
Oh, plenty of drug dealers around here.
We have to make nice with some drug dealers and borrow their guns. Or cops. We could. That's taken care of in this department. We have a lot of cop friends here.
Actually, I could ask you, do cops carry guns everywhere around in America?
Yes. I mean, not, you know, outside. They have them in their little, you know, yeah.
See, they don't have them around here.
The police don't carry guns?
Nope.
Interesting. So, yeah. So what do you do if somebody's being obnoxious? You just hold... Well, maybe you have very large cops.
No, they're small.
Really? Because our cops are getting smaller and smaller here. I don't know what's happening.
They only have, like, batons and mace. That's about it.
Really?
Yeah, no guns. I think probably in the rougher areas of London they might carry guns, but I haven't seen anyone that do.
That's fascinating.
Like, when I visited America, I was amazed that all the police have guns.
Yeah, and so do a lot of the teenagers. It's really crazy, isn't it? Okay, what's a tough area in London? Where were the Beatles from? Weren't they from a tough area?
I can't remember. The tough area...
Liverpool, right?
Well, they might have been from Liverpool, but Liverpool's not in London.
Okay, wait, let me find out where the Beatles were from. I really don't care about the Beatles. How do you feel about Heather Mills and Paul McCartney? Everybody loves Paul McCartney.
I'm just sick of hearing about it now.
Really, yeah. And
yeah.
What was your initial take on it? That she's a bitch, of course, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, because I don't watch TV, I don't really hear much about it.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
It's
However,
I just researched it. They are from Liverpool.
You found it?
The Beatles are from Liverpool.
Yeah, and everybody says that, you know, the Beatles were from a tough part of town.
They're not. Liverpool's not rough.
I wonder what constitutes rough in Liverpool.
Tough area that I'd say in London is Brixton.
That sounds kind of tough. It kind of sounds like the Bronx.
Yeah, see, because I queued there for a gig once. I camped overnight to go to a gig.
Uh-huh.
And there's just people everywhere that seem to be walking around with knives and things.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Knives are scary. Knives are scary.
Yeah, all the time, so people get killed. Yeah, that's the main problem in England at the minute, is stabbings, not shootings.
Really? So I wonder if the police carry knives.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. So it's like West Side Story.
Yeah.
Just to go back quickly to Heather Mills and Paul, and I know that you couldn't be less interested.
Yeah. Carry on.
But do you think that he abused her? Do you think that Paul McCartney can afford, with all of his millions and millions of dollars, that he could afford the best legal team in all of England? Do you think that if he did nothing, that he would have had to give half of his money away to her?
Yeah, what happened? I didn't even hear what happened with that. Did he give her the money?
She won the case. I think she was entitled to a big portion of his money. But
so she did get it.
Yeah, but, you know, they said that she had a tape, and he admitted to being very abusive, and, you know, he used to make her crawl up the steps without her... He was really abusive, verbally, physically, and So it was, I mean, she's got really awful PR people, so she ends up looking like, you know, the gold digger, and forget it, the media gets on that.
I think she's written a book about it now as well.
Good, I hope she writes a book. I mean, you know, I wasn't there, but whenever there's a situation like this, there's got to be something more to it.
Yeah.
Don't marry them if you don't like them so much.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they marry women if they hate them. I mean, you know, all right, I'm not going to get started on that. But so if there's one place in the world that you would like to visit, where would it be?
Either New York.
Really?
Yep. Or, see, I'm a big fan of America, so either that or LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was figuring you'd say...
I'd really like to go to Jamaica as well.
Jamaica, Queens. No, I'm sorry. You wouldn't get that.
No.
But Jamaica, yes, which is in a very sad state of affairs right now because of all... Yeah, but beautiful, beautiful place, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Are you over Europe?
I'm over Europe. It's mainly America. I'd like to live in America when I'm older.
No anti-American sentiment? None whatsoever?
Nope.
I know that our media is, you know, reaches all over the globe. You probably know a lot about American stuff.
Yeah.
Because of our wonderful media. That reaches everywhere. They're dressing like us in Turkey. They're wearing baggy jeans in Armenia. I mean, it's like... Pakistan, they look American. I don't get it. They're rapping in Tel Aviv. I don't understand. I don't know. But it's amazing how addicting the media can be.
And
how it hypnotizes and brainwashes people. It's a very powerful tool for it. So it was really nice of you to call in.
Thank you.
And we'll have to do this again sometime now that you have a new plan.
Yeah, very cheap plan.
Yeah, you said 5p a minute, which is, what's 5p?
Five pence. There's like 100 pence in a pound.
Right, so pence is like our pennies.
Yeah.
Pence sounds very, it sounds very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Shakespeare. I have 5 pence for you.
That was a brilliant accent.
Well, thank you, my love. Thank you. We'll have to talk again soon, my dear.
Okay.
Bye, Rachel.
Okay, bye.
So thanks for tuning in. And thank you to my lovely guest, Rachel. Sometimes I forget to thank my guests at the end of the show, which is very impolite of me. And then I realize it after I post it. But anyway, so if you need to get a hold of me or anyone on this show, you can get us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You can also call in and leave a voicemail at 206-984-4093. So until next time, thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and we will talk at you soon. Cha-cha! Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. They talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. Hey!
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.